Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Here's the game. They need to get to midfield. Levis off the back foot, floats it up for Boyd. It is picked off. Jalen Johnson seals the deal, and the defense wins the day for Chicago.
This is the biggest thing you learn from this experience, right? In my opinion, okay? Instead of in the halftime, what was different about this team, okay, compared to other teams I've been around, all right, was there was a lot of complaining and stuff like that. In those old locker rooms, it wasn't like that. It was, we got this. Yeah. We got this.
Yeah, we know who we are, fellas.
And looking each other in the eye and saying that, we got this.
Yes, sir.
Be very interesting to hear the tone of head coach Matt Eberflus today. Because it's, ironically, a bit, perhaps, it's sort of what we discussed after Notre Dame's shaky opening win. You think, all right, a coach gets the win, and you still get to hammer them. You still come in and say, listen, you're lucky you got that win. It's not going to be like that. It's unacceptable. And just go hard at them.
And then NIU hammer Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Go Huskies.
Oh, boy.
I need that. We're having Sean Frazier on tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are. That's man.
I need the cap that the defensive coordinator was wearing.
It's
it's an upright Husky, like ready to fight. And I was like, I need that cap.
Fire. All right, time for phone calls. We're going to do this. It is a football Monday, and we are going to get started with Jake in Ottawa on the Bernstein and Holmes show on The Score. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So, just want to comment. So, it was a very disappointing start for Caleb, obviously, but I do got a comment. You know, some of the quarterback play was shaky across the board. You had Joe Burrow losing to New England with 165 yards. Justin Herbert throwing for 155, not too impressive. Bo Nix didn't look very good either in his debut. One thing I got to say, though, it's, you know, I give Brian Poles a lot of credit for what he's done, but I think it's ridiculous that we're this far into the rebuild. And we're still talking about how bad the offensive line is, man. I mean, this looked worse than last. I just couldn't believe how bad the interior line is. And I've been hard on Eberflus myself, but I think this week we got to give the guy flowers. He found a way to win a game where the offense made it, you know, damn near unwinnable. So I think this week he kind of deserves some credit. It's what he's supposed to do. That's what's expected of him, is find a way to win your team a game and don't be the reason that they lose. But I have to give him credit for this week. But this offseason, man, Poles better be nothing but offensive line through draft, free agency, up and down the board, because we keep doing this, man. You know, that's all I got to say.
With you. With you. We got a whole segment dedicated to this issue. Like, how much can we say, well, Ryan Poles was he knows offensive line. Ian Cunningham knows offensive line.
Then prove it.
Then get, not the blocking part.
Or maybe, I was thinking about this, and we could get more into it inside of the segment that we have dedicated to it. But for the team that is all about, like, character, you may have given a big free agent contract to a guy that doesn't have good football character.
Mm-hmm.
On your offensive line.
Everything you talk about in that regard. Mario in Hyde Park is next on the score. What's up, Mario?
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Great.
We're great. What's up, sir?
You know, I only do that because I know it's the most irritating thing a person asks when they call a sports radio show. So that's how somebody's doing. A couple things. One, they've got to protect Caleb Williams. They wouldn't do it for Justin Fields, and I'm stunned that they didn't do it or haven't done it yet for Caleb Williams. But there's no way that your center should be looking up on his back every 2 out of 3 plays in a football game where professionals play. And then the other thing, and it's been bothering me since November, the score listener, the listener to Sports Talk Radio, has heard so much nonsense from hosts and callers alike about what yesterday was going to be once Caleb Williams got a chance to take a snap from center. It's kind of like, I know what football looks like. I watched it long enough to know that what happened yesterday should have been expected and not just blown off like, ah, that's not going to happen because he's so great. It's insulting to me as a listener and as a person who, again, not a professional football player, but I've watched a lot of damn football in my life. What do you expect the person who watches football to think about the people who are supposed to be experts and who are supposed to drive these shows with their opinions, when I know what I saw yesterday is more likely to happen again next week than not happen next week? I hope to God that they shore up their offensive line before that young man gets hurt, because he's going to get crushed. They got nothing. It's paper mache, and they got to figure this out before they get to their divisional games. See you Thursday, fellas. Peace.
Mario, thank you very much for the phone call. You're right. And the thing is that I think that Sunday could actually be worse, because they've got all levels in Houston. They're going to blitz him crazy, and they might turn him over. Great thing about yesterday's game, Caleb, I think, did a lot of smart stuff, and he didn't turn the ball over. Now, look, there were opportunities for it. You see a tip ball go 20 feet in the air. That's usually the defense is usually, thank God for Rome. Rome was like, go gadget arms on that play. To go and get that ball.
That was offensive rebounding is what that was.
Yes, it was.
That was like vintage Mitchell Wiggins there.
But you hope that they will make some sort of adjustment to make things easier in what's going to be a very hostile environment. But you're right. You're right. Yesterday, to me at least, it felt like people were expecting the coronation to happen yesterday. The coronation can happen, okay? But not early. Every rookie quarterback, except for C.J. Stroud after week one, goes through this. Peyton Manning threw, 28 interceptions his rookie year? They all go through this. The great ones rise above it. And if you think Caleb is great, let's watch him work and let's see what happens next.
And I know what you're thinking to yourself. What did Mario mean when he said, see you Thursday? Well, here's what he meant. 670 The Score and Circa Sports Illinois are celebrating the start of football season Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our show and the afternoon show are going to be live from the Lake Street Plaza here at Prudential. We've got food trucks, we've got games and more throughout the day. Circa Sports Illinois is going to have merch for customers to download the app and deposit. That's Thursday, September 12th from 10 to 6 with a Score and Circa Sports Illinois. So Mario isn't going to be the only one who's going to come say hi and join us and hang out. You can too.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Be a nice, easy commute. We can park in the same spaces.
Maybe we'll see this guy, Frank in Oak Park, on the Score. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Happy new football season. I think after this game, all these people with the prop bets with Caleb getting 4,300 yards and 38 touchdowns, maybe they ought to put those away and just worry about how they're going to get the 9 or 10 wins to maybe get in as a wild card. On defense, it was great to see the Taylor acquisition pay off as fast as it did with 2 sacks. On offense, I know there's problems on the offensive line they have to deal with, particularly on the inside. But I'm curious as to recognition problems that Caleb might be having. And you find out certain pieces of knowledge when you scrounge around sort of NFL peripheral news media. There was an interview before the draft with the coach of Notre Dame, and he talked about the prep they went through to beat USC and Caleb last year. And basically what they did was, during the weeks when they were playing other teams, they had specific times specified for special defenses, special schema to use against USC. So when they came up to play USC, they had a whole bespoke game plan. They Belichicked the guy. And I'm curious as to how many teams are going to see what the payoff is doing, like, all weird not
up,
just
up, up.
Oh, sorry.
Frank. Not, Frank, you know better than
Frank.
That. Come on, man. I love the passion, though. I have to say, he lost himself in the moment. No worries, man.
Didn't have on my bingo card Frank of Oak Park going rogue on us.
I like it.
What the bleep, Frank?
Yeah, what? Come on. No, I like it. I kind of like it.
Virginia McCaskey hates it.
Yes. Oh, the Ginny is on her fainting couch now if she's listening online. And she is. I know for a fact. She's out doing the Tyson Bagent burpees, and she's got her earbuds in on the app.
Look.
So I think she may be clutching her pearls.
I'm going to go with my own fan fiction. When it comes to Virginia McCaskey, I think that she cusses up a storm, and I think she carries a cricket bat, and I think that she wants to have some conversations with Ryan Poles today about offensive line play.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's everyone else. I don't think she has to be protected from anything. She'll outlive us all. And that's from good cussing and good drinking. That is.
A half-empty bottle of Jameson's. It's just she's kind of holding it low.
Yeah.
Right on her hip.
So tell me, Ryan, why can't we protect the new quarterback?
Wow. She's got a cricket bat in one hand, a half-empty bottle of Jameson's in the other.
It's your choice what you get hit with.
Turn your head this way again.
Lean down here. I'd like to talk to you for a second. Didn't you say this new guy is the guy? Then why won't you protect him? What? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother.
And then George is like 10 feet behind her on the scooter.
Yes.
Just kind of cowering.
Because he's seen it before.
I like that he's just on the scooter in the building, anywhere.
Sure, of course.
He's just with the scooter.
You know, it looks to me like Caleb still wants to throw what he sees. And
then quarterbacks are like that.
And that is, it is expected, regardless of how much you may pattern yourself after Aaron Rodgers. You're not Aaron Rodgers yet. And it's okay. It's all right. Like, nobody's mad at Caleb Williams.
They shouldn't be.
Not at all. But he wants to throw what he sees. And NFL teams can make you see things that aren't there. And NFL teams can make you think that something is about to come open that isn't. That's what this is. And it's when you get that step ahead, whatever euphemism you want to use, the game starts to slow down. Or what did Jim Miller say? You've got that snapshot in your Encyclopedia Britannica. Oh, I know this.
I've seen this.
I know
what that guy's doing.
I know where he's going to be. Not where he is now, but I know where he's going to be and where my open throw is going to come from. So I'm not mad at Caleb Williams. I would like for him to have a little easier time back there in the A-gaps.
But to speak to Frank's point before he went rogue, yeah, that's why when we talked about this last week and we were like, the Kyler Murray season would be phenomenal for Caleb Williams. Stop thinking about this is 4,500 yards and rookie quarterbacks struggle.
Charles in Schererville, you're on the score.
Yes, good morning, fellas. Just want to point out, let's give the kid a little bit of a break. And let's remember Walter Payton's first game. 8 carries, 0 yards, and I believe his career turned out pretty good.
That has absolutely nothing to do with Caleb Williams.
We literally just talked about why you shouldn't be going crazy on Caleb Williams.
Exactly. I mean, the old line was, subpar, dropped touchdown pass. Yes, he did. He did overthrow a team in that first quarter, should have been touchdown. But he made no mistakes and no turnovers.
I won't say he made mistakes.
Made plenty of mistakes.
He didn't make any turnovers, but there were plenty of mistakes.
The running backward is bad. The dropping a shotgun snap is bad.
He duffed a ball 4 yards short of a target. He overthrew a target by 5 yards. Like, there were a lot of mistakes, but none of them are fatal, and he didn't turn the ball over. There could have been turnovers, but there weren't.
Well, with all those tip balls, we know that there's some randomness and some luck involved there. We have luck in our game. We also have more phone calls.
Yay!
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.